Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Bluck Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. U.S. farmers could generate as much as $1 billion while cutting pesticide use if an array of biotech crops currently in development is approved by regulators and adopted by farmers, according to the National Center for Food and Agricultural Policy. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. President Bush has his team on the field. The stunning off-year Republican election gain in the House and Senate has everyone out here second-guessing, finger-pointing, and contemplating the next 2 years. And if you ever wondered if an election could make a difference, just watch what happens now. Number one, the president will now be able to get his Homeland Security bill passed. The bill is sweeping change, bringing together scores of agencies and departments, presumably to make it easier to protect our citizens against terrorist attack. My take on this is that it sounds good, but I'm not so sure how much safer we'll be when it's all said and done. Second, the tax cut passed last year, including the elimination of the death tax, has a very good chance of being made permanent. Hallelujah. Number three, with Republican Senator Trent Lott becoming the leader of the Senate, you can expect a big push to confirm more of President Bush's judicial appointments that Senator Daschle has been blocking. Let's not forget the energy bill either. The bill has been tied up in election year politics. With the election over, I think both parties will be ready to wrap it up. And that's good news for farmers, good for ethanol, and good for biodiesel. With the broad political mandate that the president now has, he'll be very tough in holding the line on federal spending. Good thing we have our farm bill done. On trade, we can expect President Bush to quickly move to do bilateral trade deals and negotiate global trade. I know that many Democrats were disappointed in the election outcome, but I'm sure they aren't as disappointed as Saddam Hussein. His days are numbered. I know President Bush and Republicans are happy, but now they will be expected to deliver. No simple task, because filibusters can still tie the Senate in knots. It's not going to be a cakewalk. Until next week, I am John Bluck from Washington.